In his first return home in 12 years, Van Dyke rolled up in a replica of the car he drove in the 1968 movie musical Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The 90-year-old entertainer was welcomed by the Danville High School Show Choir, which will be performing with him tonight. A 1944 graduate of Danville High School, Van Dyke went to school with famed pianist Bobby Short. The city was also home to Dick's brother, actor Jerry Van Dyke, as well as actors Donald O'Connor and Gene Hackman. Van Dyke says he can't put his finger on why so much talent has come from his hometown.
We thought it was the capital of the universe. Everybody just loved Danville. Look at the people came out here.
Van Dyke says he expects more talent to come from Danville, due in part to the launch of the Dick Van Dyke Foundation, providing scholarships to young people pursuing a career in the arts.
Out in California, most of the high schools have dropped art and music, any kind of culture, because they couldn't afford it. So we raise money now. We put on performances to support the arts. It's gotten to the place where we're going to have a generation of robots if we don't watch out. And a couple of these kids, I just said, they've got to have a chance.
Proceeds from Van Dyke's appearance in Danville will go towards the foundation, but the original incentive to get him back home was to save the house where he lived during the 1930s. The actor learned about a year ago that his childhood home was slated to be demolished by the city. Mayor Scott Eisenhower says efforts to save the house started with a tweet from Van Dyke. The mayor first feared it had already been torn down.
So I got a hold of him and I said, Mr. Van Dyke, I just want to make sure we're all talking about the same property, but there is no Van Dyke name on the abstract. And that's when he said, no, actually that home belonged to my grandmother. That's really how the ball got started.
Around that time, Danville realtor Heather Cunningham got a call from a fellow realtor in California and began efforts to turn over the home to the Dick Van Dyke Foundation. That group hopes to buy adjoining rental properties and one day start up a museum there.
You know, they painted all this plywood today and put that up, so that just looks a little nicer than. Yeah.
Cunningham also held a recent cleanup day at the home, which hasn't been occupied since the last owner died in 2011.
When I saw it for the first time, there was a lot of debris inside. That was very overwhelming to me, and just the damage, and especially the back part that was damaged. But to see how far it's come just in a short amount of time with, you know, volunteers that have come to help, it's amazing.
The work to preserve the Van Dyke House joins other efforts to preserve cultural landmarks in Danville. Cher Pollock is president of the Vermilion Heritage Foundation, a nonprofit that seeks to restore Danville's 130-year-old Fisher Theater.
Besides our obvious stars that are on our Waldog mural out there, there are probably 100 or more people that are from Danville that have gone into the arts and entertainment industry. So there's something here that really fosters that talent.
Pollock's group also operates a museum in the lobby of the Fisher Theater with displays of memorabilia from the city's best-known celebrities and even some lesser-known ones. Board member Jean Beck says Danville natives, whoever they are, take pride in where they come from.
You can't expect anybody to be something else, but you still see that element of, we're all just folks. We're all just trying to help these projects and be who we are and share who we are with the world.
One person with a huge role in honoring Van Dyke this week is Danville High School Show Choir Director David Woodrow. He says it's easy to get caught up in the bad news, such as the recent shootings in Danville.
I think that the society we're living in right now it's a scary time, and I think Danville does get a bad rap. I love living in this community. I love the children in this community, the people who promote the kids in this community. I know that there's good work happening.
Woodrow says tickets are sold out for the show honoring Dick Van Dyke at the high school auditorium that bears his name. The audience can expect the show choir to present a Van Dyke career retrospective, including well-known favorites from his movie musicals, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Mary Poppins, and Bye Bye Birdie. Van Dyke is expected to join the show choir on stage for the finale before a separate reception honoring the 90-year-old native son.
Are you from Danville?
Yes, I'm from Danville. That great, big, beautiful town right in the middle of the USA. You ever go there, you're going to want to stay. Are you from Danville? Yes, I'm from Danville. Great, big, beautiful town.
I'm Jeff Bosser, Illinois Public Media.